You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did you have a good weekend, by the way?
It was a great weekend. We had some friends over on Friday night, had a little neighborhood get together. And then yesterday we had more people over, believe it or not, for Knickknack's birthday party. So her birthday's not till Wednesday, but we decided to do it, you know, like a Labor Day thing, so we could all just kind of grill and see my parents and stuff. So that was kind of fun. A lot of my day on Sunday was consumed with hanging in my basement and just going to town, just sorting and purging and emptying boxes that have not been opened since, you know, two previous moves. And I took a massive load to ARC over the weekend, and it felt so good to get that stuff out of there and just kind of clean things up. The funny thing is, you know, we've got various pieces of wall art that have made the moves with us a few times. Just,
wall,
you know,
art.
Wall art, very, you know, pieces like a metal sculpture looking thing that you hang on the wall, and a couple goofy signs with sayings and, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I'm gonna throw this stuff up on Nextdoor, and it's actually been on Nextdoor for a couple of weeks. I can't get any bites on it, so I was like, screw this. There's a little consignment store down by me that sells furniture and lamps and wall art and all that crap. And I emailed the woman who owns that store. I was like, look at all these pieces I have, so many nice things. Can you guys put these in your store, and, you know, we'll do a little consignment deal? And she wrote back about an hour later and said, thanks, but nah, we'll pass.
Nobody wants your crap, man.
I know, and that it stings a little bit, and it gets you kind of second guessing. Like, a lot of this stuff was hung up in our houses over the years, and is it ugly and we didn't know? I guess the answer is yes.
I've never invited your house, so I couldn't tell you what it looked like. But I will tell you that wall art is interesting.
It's,
I remember,
subjective,
a piece,
right?
That I had, it was strongly recommended by somebody that I dated for, I only dated her about a year and a half, but she was on a trip. She came back and she pulled out of her purse this page she had ripped out of the, what's it called? The United Airlines travel magazine, you know, that's in the back of the seat back in front of you. Air Mall, or what is it? Sky Mall.
Sky Mall. Yeah.
Sky Mall. She goes, here's the thing on the Sky Mall that'd look really good in your house. I'm like, Sky Mall? And it was this wall art, like you're describing. It was kind of metal. It was kind of like a combination of metal and stained glass, but it was shaped like a musical note type of thing. She goes, that would look really good over your fireplace. So I got it. And I held on to it, obviously, for many, many years. But when it was time to move, and Gretchen was now in my life, she was like, what are you going to do with that thing?
That,
what do you mean by that thing? She goes, that hideous looking thing that you've had over your fireplace since I've known you. I'm like, oh my God, that's my wall art.
Nextdoor, man. Put it on Nextdoor. I'm just really
surprised. It did not make the move.
That's good. Like, we have a lot of like kids stuff too. I mean, Reed had all these Marvel, like really framed, nice Marvel pictures and stuff in his room, and Spider-Man stuff, and none of it is leaving. You know what's still on freaking Nextdoor is that sign that says happiness is homemade that we had in our kitchen. I'm telling you, nobody wants that sign, which surprises me so much with the, you know, amount of those kinds of wordy signs that are in everybody's house.
Yes,
I'm like, I thought,
yes,
for sure,
but
I was like, $5, somebody take it.
No, but the thing is, there has been a trend led by yours truly to try to get people to stop putting signs in their house.
I don't know. Hobby Lobby's
and
still
I think
in
it's
business.
Really, I think it's really starting to catch on. You told me the number of signs in your house has come way
down.
It's
zero. We are at zero signs now.
Okay. And I have mocked people who put signs in their house for years and years and years. I think people are finally saying, let's back away from the signs.
Happiness is not homemade. There's probably just a bunch of angry families that don't want that sign.
Stupid sign, you got to admit.
It looked cute in the kitchen, you know, it was above the window. It's like, hey, we're baking happiness
so
in this family.
Schmaltzy.
It's
like,
but somebody would want it for $5.
If it was so wonderful. Okay, two things. One, if it was so wonderful, you would still have it up, so you know it's not. And then secondly, what is with you demanding money for your
$5?
Crap? Just
oh my God, are you kidding
away.
Me? I made bank on Nextdoor.
Oh really? And what are you making?
Yeah.
Are you making bank right now?
Well, just not on my signs. I mean, I made probably another $50 off just a few piddly things on Nextdoor this weekend.
Nobody wants your signs. Just
I
offer them for free so somebody will pick them up.
I guarantee you, if I put it on there for free, nobody's going to want it still. I'm just probably going to have to dump these things off.
Why don't you do this?
I was hoping to make like 20 bucks.
Why don't you offer to pay people to come take your signs? I will give someone $5, $5 if they will come pick up this sign.
And a 30% off Kohl's coupon. It's all yours. It's all please come take these things.